Civil war has started in Minnesota, where one local government embroiled in foreign fraud told its citizens to fight the feds, and 2 weeks and two deaths later, Minneapolis is again on the brink of destruction.
Or is it going to be a repeat of what we saw after the death of George Floyd? Several protesters here that have been calling into, you know, their blowhorns saying, you know, daring President Trump to send the troops, saying, send the troops, send the troops.
As Cam Higby records the feds desperately trying to disperse the crowds, but the mobs have already made up their mind.
I can't believe what's happening in our city. Everything was so peaceful and beautiful and loving here until these cowards came in with masks and guns and started inflicting tyranny on our neighbors. They're killing us.
We have to stand up for everyone, including ourselves, by being here. It just feels like they're murdering the most peaceful people we have, the people who are out on the street, young, and trying to protect other people.
Now, we will get into the specifics of this particular incident if I think the feds reacted correctly, but it's more important to contrast their claims of the most peaceful people we have to them throwing rocks at the cops, already setting fire to their own city, and even biting the finger off a federal agent. It's easy to claim your side is mostly peaceful, peaceful people when you omit the protesters tossing rocks and eating people. But that's been their playbook for the last month. Renee was just dropping off her kid at school and got shot by the feds. Just ignore her ramming the agent with her car. The family was just driving home from a basketball game and their baby got maced. Just ignore the 45 minutes where the parents were possibly protesting with their baby left in the car. And now, some ICU nurse was saving two women and got ended by the agents. Just ignore that he came armed and fought them. So now this has resulted in more riots in Minneapolis, using garbage cans to make trans autonomous zones, allowing them to take over entire intersections.
Guys! Guys!
With other barricaded areas again flying foreign flags of countries that coincidentally enforce their borders.
Looks to be chairs and tables from a local restaurant and even a whole.
As somebody is definitely financing these efforts.
Protesters lined all along this fencing here, and they are staged here like they're going to be here for a while. You can see there's a snack table back here. There's a propane heater with a propane tank. They have blankets as well for anyone who's feeling cold because it is, you know, negative 10, negative 12 degrees.
Even handing out orders.
Definitely does feel organized to me, and I think you can tell these people are well connected. They are in communication with each other, and they are giving them instructions. This happened all so quickly. People knew where to go, they are taking commands. This is an organized movement here.
Now, this is nothing compared to the anti-ICE riots we saw in Los Angeles, but it is interesting to know. The same governor basically begging for these riots to continue is allegedly connected to the activists. Now, eventually, the state troopers brought in their bearcats.
This is the Minnesota State Patrol. You need to move south on Nicholas. Do it now. Move back south on Nicholas.
But it didn't stop the protesters from trying to stop them.
So tense moments right now with this armored vehicle trying to get through.
Once again reminding us, even though they claim the feds are indiscriminately ending peaceful protesters, none of them actually believe they're in danger, as any country actually under fascist leadership wouldn't feel this confident in fighting military-style state police with snowballs, where eventually they did get sprayed, specifically arresting certain individuals.
Oh my god.
They will kill me if you let this happen! Stop taking pictures and save my life! Now!
as sadly this guy was injured and taken away. Now, it's hard to see the context of this specific arrest, but the mob will never wait for a thorough investigation. All they see is a sad scene of somebody screaming as enough evidence to destroy their own city, where coincidentally, that's exactly what has them rioting in the first place. As they're angry over this incident, where the feds ended a guy resisting arrest. The White House is stating that he was armed, carrying extra mags, out there specifically to end the agents. With others stating, confidently, he was disarmed when they fired upon him. But even with the HD recordings released from every single angle possible, as of now, we still don't know who fired the first round, if that weapon the agent was carrying was his, but most importantly, when dealing with the angry mob, none of this is going to matter. As my perspective on this is, even if they disarmed him, how could anybody assume he didn't have another one, especially when your own life relies on that split-second assumption? Is there some unwritten rule that when people fight the feds with a weapon on them, they're only allowed to have one? But sadly, we're at a point in America where, let's say, worst case scenario possible, the feds planted that pistol on him, one of the officers had a misfire, and the other agents reacted to that and just mag dumped into an innocent American. Nobody on the right would be against the arrest of any agent genuinely in the wrong. But inversely, if that guy was reaching into his waistband where a pistol was or was previously, or even if he fired the first shot that caused a reaction, I don't believe any of these leftist activists would change their mind and suddenly support ICE. They'll simply ignore the inconvenient information and continue to riot, as CNN openly admits this.
The tension is so high there that it really doesn't matter if it's a justified shooting or not. People are not going to take it that way because DHS has zero credibility. DOJ has zero credibility. They'll be doing the investigation and people are not going to believe whatever the findings are. That's just the reality there on the street right now. And it's very unfortunate.
And that tension didn't get there on accident. We've watched for weeks ever since Nick Shirley exposed all the rampant foreign fraud occurring under Tim Walz's watch. Minnesota Democrats have been desperate for Americans to fend off the feds before they find out if they're connected. As I've had a suspicion that Tim Walz is behind it. But Cam Higby's investigation on the Minneapolis organization fighting ICE discovered how they're getting training on tracking them, giving out specific roles in this organization, instructing individuals to delete their conversations, as apparently the local police are cooperating with them, where they have a license plate database, with others claiming they have access to DMV data in real time, inferring a direct connection to Tim Walz himself. I personally believe whatever fraud Walz is sitting on could send him to prison practically forever, and the only chance for him and the Democrats to escape this is to desperately coordinate a sort of soft civil war against the federal government, at least until the midterms, where maybe they take back Congress, saving him from incarceration. As his whole argument isn't based in any virtue, it's all doublespeak, as first, he confidently frames the incident.
You ask us for peace and we give it, and we get shot in the face on the streets coming out of a donut shop.
Then, 7 minutes later says, don't assume anything, wait for the investigation.
Well, you need to have a fair investigation, and that's why a video can show one thing, but what happened beforehand. But they already will slander this individual. They've already made this the case, and I will just say you will all start to see it, and some of you probably have. There's multiple angles of this.
So which is it? Innocent victim just grabbing a donut, or you don't know enough to make any assumptions? Again, proving the facts don't matter when your goal is just riling up your emotional base into fighting the feds for you, claiming he's de-escalating things.
Minnesota and our local law enforcement, as you have seen, have done everything possible to de-escalate. Local media has reported extensively on the cooperation to de-escalate this situation. Donald Trump, I call on you once again, remove this force from Minnesota.
As he wants to push out the federal agencies.
And quit referring to these people as law enforcement. They are not law enforcement. We have law enforcement who do an incredible job.
Saying he will lead the investigation into this incident, despite the fact that they already retreated from the crime scene.
The question was related to whether or not the BCA is on the ground currently with the investigation. DHS pulled out of the scene, leaving that to Minnesota State Patrol, Minneapolis. We did not have enough resources to be able to hold that ground safely, and we had to leave that scene. We were able to get there, but at that time, we were not able to hold that scene to do a crime scene investigation. I can't talk anymore about those details.
Kind of hard to verify who fired the first shot when you not only allow, but called for, rioters to storm the crime scene you seemed intent on investigating. No, it sounds like they already decided ICE was bad the moment Nick found all that fraud, and destroying the crime scene is just a convenient occurrence for them. But hopefully somebody, anybody, can stop all the riots and violence before we see a repeat of BLM, where they admittedly didn't accomplish anything, as the riots ended more innocent lives than the original incident they were rioting over. So if you appreciate my concise, sometimes lighthearted commentary on the tragic status that is today's reality, hopefully I've earned your subscription and you'll subscribe to Decoy. Or for more content, you can check out the live streams over at Decaf Decoy.